That's the sound of the printer here at Time 107.5, just about to wander into Time 107.5 Studio 1 to join Neil Andrews to do the paper review. Here we go. Good morning, Neil.
Oh, hey, what's this?
Morning, Neil.
Oh, morning, you alright?
Yes, thank you.
That's good.
Yeah. So, we're about to do the paper review.
We do our paper review now, here we go. That's ripping up, of course, from Orange Juice, and before that was Destiny's Child and Survivor. It's 7:15, Time 107.5. Waking you up for breakfast with McDonald Romford. Well done. Three people got it right. The early morning anagram. Derek and the boys at URA Products in Chadwell Heath. Morning to you. Carolyn Welling and Martin from Corona getting it right too this morning. We said to you, tweak, listen. Tweak, listen. Any ideas, Tom? Tweak, listen.
Only because I've looked at your bit of paper.
Aha! Come on then. You can reveal who it is.
Kate Winslet.
It is. Kate Winslet, who has split from Sam Mendes. Apparently.
Sad news indeed.
Well done if you got it right this morning. We'll have another anagram for you. Early morning anagram back on the radio tomorrow to around about 6:30. Right, 7:15, let's do our full paper review this morning. What's going on in the world of news, Tom?
What do we got? The Telegraph says petrol prices will hit record highs within days. It was news I was telling you in the news at 7 that we could hit £1.20 by the end of the week.
Do we know why it's going up so much? Have they explained? Has anybody explained it? And it could be going up again.
I have no idea why it's gone up. I need to do actually fill up, and I have one of those 5p off a litre for one of the supermarkets. Yeah. So I might use that tomorrow or today.
We'll have to do a bit of digging, I think. Right, let's look at the Daily Mail. Warning, your child is unfit. Parents of children deemed unfit are to be sent warning letters from schools, says the Daily Mail today.
The Guardian has an EU report criticising the UK's finances and the new poll giving the Tories a bigger lead over Labour.
Now, Daily Express this morning reports that posters advising Polish women to fly to Britain for free abortions on the NHS have sparked outrage. Well, I mean, they would do, wouldn't they? It's front page news. Check it out, front page of this morning's Daily Express.
The Guardian has an EU report criticising the UK's finances and the new poll giving the Tories... I've already done that one. That warning about Brussels, even the EU report over Britain's debt, is also the lead for the Times.
Now, the Independent tells how Israel's Prime Minister is defending Jewish settlement construction in East Jerusalem in the face of US pressure. They go with the story, Obama runs out of patience with Israel. Front page news according to the Independent. And, of course, Sam Mendes and Kate Winslet on the front page of the Independent too.
Imaginative headline.
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
No puns on the Independent.
No, nothing at all.
There's an outrage over a poster campaign. We've done that one as well. The Sun has uncovered a 14-year-old girl working in a lap dancing club in Weston-super-Mare.
It's a shocking story, front page of The Sun. The Metro, very apt. Final credits roll for Kate and Sam. I'll leave that to your imagination, that one.
The Mirror has more details on the end of Kate Winslet's marriage to Sam Mendes.
Yep, and Daily Star, footballer David Beckham has said he wept like a baby over his career-threatening injury, claims the Daily Star this morning.
Well, I think that's about it.
That's it. That's our lot for this morning. 17 minutes past 7. There are the stories you're waking up to. And the travel on the way in just a moment.
So that was a paper review, Neil.
Was that all right?
Yeah, it was good.
I think you went very well.
I'm introducing Neil Andrews to Audio Boo. Audio Boo is something on the internet where you can listen to what other people are doing. And you can update audio.
Well, we do this every morning. We're about 6:30.
Half past six?
Half...
7:15.
7:15. There we are. Went well, didn't it? Can we edit that bit?
No. And what are you up to the rest of the day then, Neil?
I will be finishing the show at 10 and then going to sleep. And hopefully going to the bank.
And we've got the time tunnel at 9 o'clock. Is it a good year this year?
It's a great year. What are we going to go for? We haven't decided yet.
No, I haven't. We'll have to wait and see.
We'll work it out. We'll check it out between 9 and 10 this morning. That's our time tunnel.